His Holiness Srila Padmasivaji Maharaj rendered a talk on this most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of His Holiness Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. Srila Padmasivaji Das Goswami Maharaj Ki.
Om Agnanachamanandasya Agnanamanasakaya Chakshmatamena Tasmai Singurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sapatamena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadahamayam Dadati Svambadatikam Mandeyam Sri Guru Vishyatapadakamam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakarjatam Sakaravagratam Vitamtam Sri Jeevam Sadvaitam Sadvutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Varam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishavitam Sacham He Krishna Karana Sundar Dina Bandha Jagadpate Gopesha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namaste Gaurange Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vrishabhanam Sukadevi Pranamani Hari Priya Vanshakalpati Prabhyascha Kripa Sundarbhyeya Cha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karana Shivasai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Vishnu Vinaya Krishna Vrishtaya Vedvaya Srimati Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj Ki Namine. I wanted to share this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. So this is chapter 22 in Raja Lila, and the chapter is called The Process of Devotional Service. So, you can repeat. It's very simple. Krishna Bhakti, Janma Mula, Haya Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Prema, Janma, Tenho Puna, Mukhyanga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Please repeat. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking directly to Sanatana Goswami. Janma means the birth, mula, root. So the root cause of Krishna Bhakti is sadhusanga. What does sadhusanga mean? Associated with devotees. Now, the more advanced the devotee is, then the more beneficial that association will be. But to associate with any devotee is auspicious. But the more advanced the devotee is, then the more auspicious it becomes. So we should not minimize this principle of bhakti or association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated in Jiva Dharma that when a conditioned soul hears Harikatha, they become blessed. So that's. But when that Harikatha comes through the mouth of a saintly person, those blessings come more quickly. So personal association is very important. Of course, following the instruction is the most important. So this verse, the root cause of devotional service is associating with devotees. Prabhupada has also said that advancement is 90% dependent on association. So this principle of service sangha is very relevant and very important to all of us. And we're fortunate in South Africa that we have the presence of such a saintly person, Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, whose 60th anniversary it is today. Sometimes there is this saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And sometimes you become a little bit over familiar. So one must be very cautious and careful. I've repeatedly said this and also believe it, that we're very fortunate in South Africa because we get the association of many nice devotees. Senior devotees come here, they take time to come here, either for Rath Yatra or during other times of the year, Srila Giriraj Swami, Srila Bhakti Srila Maharaj, many others, Srila Kadamba Kanwaj. Whereas just down the road, Mauritius, which is really not that far away, they don't get to learn that. In other words, these Vaishnavas choose to come here. And a lot of these Vaishnavas, of course, Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj has been here the longest. Coming, I think, at the end of 1979. Along with Madhavi Prabhu. They both came within a month or two of each other. At that time, I knew Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's Raghavir Prabhu. I knew him as Raghavir Prabhu. That was the name that Prabhupada gave him. Raghubhya. And he joined before me, 1 or 2 months before me, early 1973. And I have vivid recollection of him being the ad hoc temple commander, in Sevenberry Place was the main temple. This is the one that Prabhupada went to. It was opened in 1969-1970, and this was our main London European headquarters, actually. So he joined. Of course, very soon he was encouraged to distribute books. In those days, there was really only two services. There was some type of deity worship we would do, which was generally ladies, and distribute books. We hadn't really developed food for life and so forth. So Raghavir Prabhu, Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, distributed books. Very shortly after that, I was taken away and I came to South Africa. That was in 1974. But Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj continued in England, taking on responsibility, BBT responsibilities. And at that time, the English yatra was blossoming, especially the end of the 70s, 81. It was distributing many thousands of books and so forth. So then, to my great pleasure, Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj came here to South Africa. And of course he's been here ever since. So, when we look at a project, we also have to look at the spiritual components or the desires of the Vaishnavas behind a project. A project is just not a building and some material expertise. But I see that this yatra in South Africa has grown tremendously in a harmonious way with many Vaishnavas and so forth, due to the desire of the advanced devotee. So specifically I'm saying that due to Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's desire, having a pure desire, Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda reciprocate. So I've seen this, the projects in ISKCON succeed or sometimes apparently fail. Of course, she rather rather now the King of Asia. Well, failure is not really applicable because in this endeavor in spiritual life there's no loss, there's no failure. But some projects blossom faster than others, and this is due to the spiritual desires of the Vaishnavas. Krishna reciprocates. If you've read the section in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 15, dealing with Vasudevdad is praying to take the karma rule of all the conditioned souls, and willing to Naraka book, willing to go suffer on their behalf. In that particular section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says that it is the business of Lord Krishna to reciprocate and fulfill the desires of his pure devotees. And then he says, simply based on your pure desire, he says this to Vasudevdā, then all the living entities can be liberated in this universe. Actually, you don't have to suffer. This is Brahmanda, Sakala Brahmanda Jivara. All the living entities in this universe can be delivered simply based on your desire. So desire is very powerful. It's extremely powerful. Prabhupada had a desire and things happened. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had a desire and things unrolled. Naturally, people came, buildings came, projects, preaching, exhibits, dioramas, books. So I see also that the leading reason for whatever we've done to preach in South Africa is due to the desire of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. And it's this desire that allows Krishna consciousness to expand. So I feel also blessed to be in his association. Sometimes I think a little bit selfishly. Selfish in the sense that if he wasn't here, if he hadn't been here for the last 30 years, then I would have had a lot more anxiety. But he cushioned me and saved me from so many anxieties, taking on the position of
Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj ki
jai.
Taking on difficult position, you know, to be a GBC member is a very difficult You have no idea. So my message would be to become more serious in your relationship with Maharaj. Help him in pleasing Prabhupada. And I pray that he can continue in South Africa and not get to, because of his expertise and loyalty, he is being pulled in other places, in other directions. So, of course, he's being a little selfish, but we need his association and presence in South Africa. And we pray that he will continue here. Prabhupada said, I take great pride in the transcendental behavior of my disciples. So I think Prabhupada will be very pleased with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I'd like to just say a couple of few words in response to what Pratha Sarathya Maharaj said, is that South African Yatra has developed from nothing. At some point in the 70s, there was no Krishna consciousness, and then some devotees came and tried to do something. And Pratha Sarathya Maharaj came in 74. Then, I think 76, 77, after Keto Ridge was opened, Maharaj started the Transcendental 10th Campaign. Everyone on the left put their hands in the air and chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
And it was such a nice program. And particularly we have done it from time to time, like more recently, but particularly in those late 70s and then the early 80s, under Pratha Sarathya Maharaj's leadership, and really he was just not just the leader, he was the whole thing. That, and then, that was very dynamic. That was extremely dynamic, to say the least. And it was such an explosion of Krishna consciousness in South Africa. And then after Radharanath Temple opened 1985, then Maharaj went back into preaching, having been one of the main parts of the collecting program for Radharanath. And so late 80s, 86, 87, like that, back into the preaching, and so much preaching. And I know I can say it unequivocally, without any fear of contradiction, like real contradiction, is that no one has contributed to the spreading of Krishna consciousness in South Africa like His Holiness Padmasarathy Maharaj. It's just so clear, it's just vividly clear. And if anyone says anything else, of course, Priya, there are the senior devotees, we all know them, who also helped, of course, that's wonderful, and made nice contributions. But nobody, anything like Parthasarathy Maharaj, he has really captured the hearts of the devotee community in South Africa, like nobody else. And quite rightly and quite naturally, because of his wonderful transcendental qualities and his very genuine care and concern for the devotees, whoever they may be. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj told me once that he wanted to learn how Parthasarathy Maharaj looks after devotees. He told me that because he said he meets so many devotees here and there in South Africa and speaks to different devotees regularly. And all of them, if you ask them, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? Who are the main influences in your life in Krishna consciousness? All of them will say Parthasarathy Maharaj. So he told me that. It was like his mood when he told me that. It was really like you could say a wow mood. That wow, this is amazing what Parthasarathy Maharaj is doing. I want to learn how to do it. So that's a great compliment from the dear Maharaj, who was also very amazing at looking after devotees. So I'm very privileged, very happy and very grateful to Srila Prabhupada to have had the association of Parthasarathy Maharaj the whole time in my life in Krishna consciousness, except for those few years. He came in 74 sometime from England. I stayed on till I came in January 1980, so 5 or 6 years gap was there. But otherwise, he's always been there with me and for me. There's so many things, you know, we could go on for a long time about it. He and I used to distribute books together. We were on the same team. And we would go out in London, and then sometimes we'd go out to the surrounding towns and distribute books. And he was really a really good book distributor. A really good book distributor. So
he used to beat me.
He says, I used to beat him. He used to beat me. There was a type of transcendental competition. But one way or another, it was really nice. It was really good. And, yeah, anyone who understands the history of ISKCON in South Africa would know that what I said, that our marriage's contribution is definitely correct. And if anybody disagrees, either they just don't know, or maybe they're prejudiced, but it's a fact. So we all own tremendous, unlimited actually, transcendental debt to His Holiness Bhakti Sarati Maharaj. And whoever you are sitting here now, whether you're my disciple, aspiring disciple, or Maharaj's disciple, or just anybody, please bear this in mind. Krishna consciousness is a wonderful thing. And when you get it, if you get it nicely, you tend to just get absorbed in it. But don't forget where you got it from. Such an important part of Krishna consciousness. Don't forget where you got it from. And don't forget those who are supporting you and like the what? Like the crutches or walking sticks which is somehow keeping us going despite our proneness to be spiritually infirm. So Bhakti Sarati Maharaj, he's really like that. And, you know, it's really sad that his health is not good. But even though his health is not good, he really does a lot. And the impact of whatever he does is tremendous. So I value his association. And I value so much his input, ongoing input into Srila Prabhupada's movement in South Africa. And I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is sitting there with a big smile, thinking, yes, Prabhupada Sarati Maharaj, he's really one of my men. Recounting one little pastime. It's a good one. Father Maharaj, Father Sarati Maharaj, on the TIP campaign back late 70s, early 80s, he would live on a bus. The devotees had this rather antiqued bus. It was quite something. With no license. They would have to pick the time that they drive. You know, when the campaign finished in one place and moved to another, they had to pick the time they drove to the next place so the police would not be about. But anyway, the thing is, there he was on the bus. He was living on this bus. And that is not a comfortable place to live, it really isn't. And there was this one young boy, Roshan. He was like 10, 12 years old. 10-ish. He was a young boy. Should have been, I suppose, in school, but anyway. He was on the bus, Maharaj. And one day, one drunk man came staggering onto the bus. And Roshan was out the front, and Maharaj would stay in the back. And Roshan told this man, Roshan came and asked Maharaj what to do. And Maharaj said, tell him to go away. So Roshan went back, and in a real Chatsworth, you know, two way, told the man, go away! Not go away, but go away! And the man didn't go away. The man just stayed there, sort of drunken and incompetent. And Roshan came back to Maharaj and said, you won't go away! And Maharaj told him, tell him to go away nicely! So Roshan went out to him and said, go away nicely! And tend to get these characters in Krishna consciousness. So, thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you. Thank you. Celebration is, and then I'll tell some stories. His Holiness Padmasarati Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.